AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A plane carrying Americans freed by Iran as part of a swap with the U.S. has left Iran. A White House official didn't say how many of the four are on that plane, noting that those who wish to leave have left. Washington Post says jailed reporter Jason Rezaian is ending his 545-day nightmare. The release comes around the same time that the U.N. nuclear agency said Iran has met all of its commitments under last summer's nuclear deal with the U.S. and five other world powers. That move releases about $100 billion in frozen assets and ends sanctions. Columbia University scholar Gary Sick, who served in the Carter White House, says this has been an historic week.
We've seen a remarkable series of events in the course of really less than a week.
The Democratic presidential candidates debate tonight in South Carolina. Jerry Boatlander reports from Charleston.
Ahead of tonight's debate, Senator Bernie Sanders sought to take away an issue that Hillary Clinton's been using against him, saying he now backs an effort to reverse a law he supported, giving gun manufacturers immunity from prosecution. At a pre-debate dinner, he stressed the need to deal with gun violence.
It's a difficult problem, and it's not going to be easily solved.
Clinton also touched on the issue with the dinner.
Protect President Obama's actions on gun violence, and we'll go even further.
This will be the last Democratic debate before Iowa's caucuses. Jerry Boatlander, Charleston, South Carolina.
Two adults are dead, four children hurt after at least two tornadoes hit in the Tampa Bay area early this morning. A number of homes in two counties have been damaged or destroyed. An international team of researchers will soon begin analyzing cosmic particles collected inside an Egyptian pyramid to search for clues as to how it was built. Researchers put in plates in the pyramid last month to collect data on radiographic particles known as muons. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has signed an emergency declaration for Flint, Michigan. Ed Donahue tells us more.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide water, filters, and cartridges in Flint. The city can get up to $5 million in direct funding. Tap water in Flint became contaminated with lead after a switch from the Detroit water system to the Flint River while a pipeline was under construction. Flint returned to the Detroit system in October after elevated lead levels were discovered in children. The National Guard has been distributing free water, filters, and other supplies. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Arizona Cardinals are in the NFC title game after beating Green Bay 26-20 in overtime last night. The Cards will play the winner of today's Seattle-Carolina game for a place in the Super Bowl. Defending Super Bowl champs New England in the AFC Championship game, a 27-20 win over the Kansas City Chiefs. Denver and Pittsburgh play today for the other slot in that conference championship. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.